This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Night Without End by Alistair MacLean. Read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Monday, midnight. It was Jack Straw who heard it first. It was always Jack Straw, whose hearing was an even match for his phenomenal eyesight, who heard things first. Tired of having my exposed hands alternately frozen, I had dropped my book, zipped my sleeping bag up to the chin, and was drowsily watching him carving figurines from a length of inferior narwhal tusk, when his hands suddenly fell still and he sat quite motionless. Then, unhurriedly as always, he dropped the piece of bone into the coffee pan that simmered gently by the side of our oil burner stove. Curio collectors paid fancy prices for what they imagined to be the dark ivory of fossilized elephant tusks. Rose and put his ear to the ventilation shaft, his eyes remote in the unseeing gaze of a man lost in listening. A couple of seconds were enough.
"Aeroplane," he announced casually.
"Aeroplane?" I propped myself up on an elbow and stared at him.